Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
Lord's up to something tonight, and I'm excited. I hope you're excited. Did you come expecting? Did you come wanting? Are you hungry? Because it takes hunger. When you're wanting, when you're expecting, when you're looking for more, when you have an anticipation in your spirit for more from God, he's happy to give. That pulls on him. Did you know that? That pulls on him. He wants to fill you. He wants you to want more. He's always giving. He has a heart to give to his children. He has a heart to. He's a good father. In Psalm 42, verse 1, yeah, it says, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, oh my God. My soul thirsts for God, the living God. Does your soul thirst for God? Yes. Are you like desperate for the water that he has for you? Because his water, the living water of God, leaves you not thirsty, but wanting more at the same time. It fills you and causes you to want more at the same time. I know that all eternity we're going to be being filled and wanting more. God will never outgive us. Isn't that like an awesome thought? That we're always going to be hungry for more of him. And he's always going to have more to give us. Because that's who he is. He's a fount of everything good. He wants to fill you with. A love that gives you life and hope and joy, everything good. It's a love that is not, you don't have to earn it. A lot of you have experienced from your earthly fathers or your earthly mothers, and wound people, you know, it's just life. But they learned it from their parents, but a lot of us grow up thinking that love is, we have to earn it, right? I have to be good enough. I have to perform. I have to do this or I have to do that. Or maybe if I do this or maybe if I do that or may try harder or something, you're always trying to earn love. But with Father, all we have to do is accept Jesus and just love him. And he teaches us how to love. And in the teaching, there's a growing that begins to happen. Because when you're hungry for more of God, you begin to be transformed into his likeness. Does anyone here have something in their life that they feel hinders them from feeling or knowing that they're loved by God? And if you struggle with something that keeps you from moving forward and being able to receive the love of God, if you could just raise your hand. Okay, there's a few of you. I'd like a volunteer. It won't hurt, promise. I'd just like a volunteer. If you come up here, some Come on up here. Oh, there's one. He's eager. He's more eager than the... Stand up here. I'm going to show you. I kept hearing the word demonstration. Demonstrate. And so a lot of you have seen how I do inner healing with people, how I help you break through wrong thinking or places where you're stuck or places where you have your flesh just won't budge. Your mind knows better. Your adult Christian mature self knows that you don't have to earn love, but your little spirit, your wounded self in there that was probably wounded as a little boy in your case, says something different. And so you have this fight inside of you. So knowledge is fighting hard experience. So now I'm going to show you how we can get heart to line up with knowledge. And then he's going to experientially. So when God speaks truth to wrong thinking, when I set him up in such a way that he's going to be able to give God his wrong thinking, break agreement with it, and then allow the Lord to come in and speak truth. When the Lord speaks truth, and when you're ready to receive it, because you've gotten rid of the other thing, now you're open. So we're going to walk through that process, and I kind of know him because he's been around a long time in Teen Challenge, but I don't really know him, and I have no clue what he's up here for. Just so you know, this isn't staged, but he's going to be able to receive from the Lord something that he's worked all of his life to get. And it's going to happen right now. Isn't that awesome? I have such confidence in the power of God to heal. And his heart is going to experience something he's cried out for a long time. In an instant. So would you tell everybody your name?
Eric Frankenberger.
And Eric, what would you like the Lord to do for you tonight?
Break me of my will.
How is your will hindering you?
In lots of different ways. I try to take things into my own hands, you know, and I try to be the provider, and I need to let the Lord provide. You know, I need to let the Lord lead me and guide me. But I try to do things myself, and, you know, I act. I don't seek the Lord for advice and let him guide me. I do things in my own. I need to stop that.
Okay. So can he have a mic? That's easier. Thanks, honey. So what you'd like is to stop being going on your own, stepping out on your own before seeking the will of God.
I want to stop being self-centered.
Being self-centered.
God-centered. Yeah.
Okay.
Self-centered, using my own will.
Good.
I want to sell out.
He wants to. Awesome. All right, so basically would you say, so what keeps you, what's it feel like when you're going to, you're looking at something you want to do or you feel like a way that you need to move forward or something, what would it feel like to you to seek God's will first? How's that make you feel when you think of that?
I feel a little nervous. Unsure, unsteady.
Okay.
Like, it sounds horrible, like, you know, like almost like I'm not fully trustworthy.
Okay. You know? So God's not fully trustworthy.
I know better.
No,
that,
I know,
but,
you know.
But
we all know,
but yeah,
you
that's
know.
How I feel, you know. I feel, yep. I feel like I can go get it done. You know what I mean? That I need to make things happen.
So it's just not the truth. So if you're not, so that's a control. I need to stay in control because if I'm out of control, then that's scary, right? Okay, I'm going to ask the Lord just to give you his perspective about that. If I'm not in control, then that's scary. If God's in control, that's scary because I can't. Would you just be willing to let him give you his perspective right there? All right, so Holy Father, I just lift Eric up to you. And Jesus, I ask that you just talk to him about that right there. He believes that if he gives you control, that's scary because he doesn't know what you're going to do. Lord, what do you want him to understand about that? So how would it feel now to let Jesus have control?
Pretty good.
Okay. So what that did right there is it he got the Lord's perspective, and that helps him to be able to give it, right? Because he's now thinking the way Jesus is thinking. So he doesn't need that stronghold of control anymore. So picture yourself laying control on the altar in front of Jesus. I like to use the altar because that is a place that we sacrifice something of value, right? It's where we put something of value. He put value on being in control. And so now he's going to give that value to Jesus and break his agreement. So just lay that up on the altar and just say, Jesus, I recognize that I have taken on a spirit of control in order to feel safe. And I ask your forgiveness for doing this. So now I choose to break my agreement with control and its benefit of feeling safe. And I command all demonic assignments connected to control and its benefits. You have to go in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, I ask you to cleanse this place for him. Lord, what do you want to give him in exchange for that spirit of control? What do you want him to have?
Is it freedom, comfort, reassurance, security?
How's that feel?
Feels good.
So now when you think of doing, put yourself in the position, even as a little boy. Go to a memory where you felt out of control, where it was scary to not know what was going to happen. How does that memory feel to you now? Doesn't hold any pain anymore. Isn't that awesome? We didn't even have to go to the memory. But he took the root out, because what happens is at the time of woundedness, you accept a benefit to that belief. And so when out here, we can acknowledge, we find the thing that's holding us up, we find the benefit to the flesh, not to your material. See, his mind knew better. But now, do you feel like your heart and your mind are in agreement?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? And that's something he's worked most of his life to get vulnerable, that place. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for being vulnerable. I know we kind of stepped into that pretty quick, but I kept hearing the Lord demonstrate. It's so powerful when we can just, it's that simple. There's no reason for us as Christians to be stuck and not be able to move forward in our walk with the Lord. Another thing I was feeling this week was I had several people, including myself, sometimes I just frustrate me to no end. You know, honestly, I'm I work a lot with other people, and I do a lot on myself over the years, and I keep thinking I'm going to arrive at some point, you know, and not have any more struggles. But this week, I was hit with something really that just hit me, and I got suddenly very tired. I just wanted to give up. Not die, not suicidal. I just wanted to give up. Give up ministry, give up trying to get healing, just give up, just stop. Because my flesh was telling me that that would be a whole lot easier. Can anybody relate to that? It would just be easier to get, yeah, look at you guys. Look at you. You're just like me. That's awful. It means that we're all wired very similarly. So I just want you to know I struggle just like you do. But the cool thing is I've learned this tool and I don't struggle very long. It's usually what we would call an attack that comes to me now, because it's no longer rooted in a belief that I have about myself, and so I can pull myself out of it pretty quickly. But it is a familiar spirit to me, something I've been healed of. There was a time in my life where I really did want to give up, and I asked God to take me. I wasn't going to do it because I was not wired that way, but I sure wanted him to, and I frequently asked him to just take me home because I was done, tired. And so that's that feeling. If I let myself, I could easily go down that road. And so that hit me this week. And, I got really mad. I had to wrestle through it because it hit me kind of hard. But I really rose up in an anger. And it's like, what would make me think that was easier? It is so a flesh thing. So all of you that raised your hand, I got free from that again. I mean, like I said, it didn't take long because it didn't have any roots in me. But it did hit me because it's familiar. So, everybody that raised your hand, there's a benefit to giving up. If you give up, if you just, because we're tired. We get tired of fighting. We get tired. If it's physical issues that you're struggling with, if it's addiction, if it's fear, if it's whatever it is, if it's relationships, if it's financial, job situation, could be anything that's long going. You get tired of the wrestle. What is the benefit to you? Just each of you figure out what's the benefit to you. To your flesh, don't misunderstand me. I know the right answer, and I know that I know the right answer. So I know it's a flesh thing when I'm thinking that way. It's my soulish self that wants to be selfish, right? Everybody's got a soul in here, right? Anybody without a soul? I didn't think so. Okay. So that soul, when we have wounded thinking, our spirit is submitting to the soul. When we get healing and we're in right standing, right thinking with the Lord, our soul is submitted to the spirit. So we're going to make a flip here. And we're going to get our souls to submit to our spirits who agrees with the Lord. So find your benefit. The benefit to being, to giving up, feels so much easier. Is what to you? it's going to be something like, if I give up, it's going to feel, I just don't have to fight anymore. It feels sort of comfortable. It's kind of comforting in a way to be sorry for ourselves. Fighting feels tiresome, exhausting. We can get sympathy from others. We can feel like we're justifying ourselves. You find your benefit. Does everybody have it? Raise your hand if you got your benefit. Awesome. All right. Put that on the altar. Put your benefit and the desire to give up. Just giving up on the altar. Just say, Jesus, I recognize that I have bought into the lie that it's easier to give up. And I've used this belief for the benefit of, name your benefit. So now I choose to break my agreement with defeat. I choose not to give up. And I choose to give you the benefit of, I break my agreement with all these things, and I command all demonic assignments connected to all these things, you have to go in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you just cleanse this place out for all of them, for each one, Lord. Just clean it out. All you have to do now is receive. Just receive. Just receive. Because God has something for you. Just receive it. Lord, what do you want them to have in place of that? You never leave us empty, Lord. Just receive it. How many of you feel like you got some healing there? Raise your hand. Look at that. Isn't that sweet? That's amazing. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you. God, you're so good. You're so good. There's not one reason anymore for us to get bogged down and stay there. We get momentary. Our little car goes in the rut. But we got a super tire, and it just can bounce right out. We don't need to stay there in the mud anymore. This is an easy tool that you can walk in. In Psalm 42, verse 5, I love David. He talks to himself. And verse 5, he goes, "Why are you in despair, O my soul?" Do you ever do that? Why do you feel this way? Well, don't ask why, because you're never going to get the answer. You've tried to analyze yourself all your life, and all you do is get more information, but it doesn't bring healing. But in David's case, he's like, why are you in despair, O my soul? He's asking why for a different reason. And why have you become disturbed within me? Because he's puzzled at himself. Hope in God, for I shall again praise him. So his spirit is speaking to his soul. His spirit knows better. So he's given himself a pep talk. For the help of his presence, I shall praise him for the help of his presence. You know that means in the ancient Hebrew, that means for the salvation of his face. That the very faith, the presence of God, the very face of God, the salvation that his face brings. That's the way we need to talk to ourselves. Why? Because my soul, my spirit gets it. Verse 8 there. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. And his song will be with me in the night. A prayer to the God of my life. David really trusted the Lord to be able to do a thing. There's not one thing that you struggle with that God cannot satisfy. Not one thing. Not one negative thing. Not one thing that is against the Lord. Not one thing that is feels too big that he can't bring peace to and healing. But how much do we trust God? How much faith do we have to really trust him? Like Eric was having trouble with that the Lord is trustworthy. But see how quick that turned around? Because his mind knew better. His spirit knew better. I mean, in his spirit, he knew better. And his flesh was like... It's not one thing. And even if it's a physical disease, can feel, that's where we can get hit the hardest. Has anybody here ever struggled with a physical illness? Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. That can hit you right between the eyes, so to speak, right where it hurts. Because that's now your body has something on it that feels too big. Too hard for God. You've prayed a gazillion times and he hasn't answered. Or it seems like it. What do you do with that? How do we think about God in that place? The Lord really challenged me with that in my own life. And it's the woman in me trying to make a thoughts up. How do we think about the Lord when it comes to, I've asked about a certain situation. I've prayed, I've fasted, I've given it to God. I've got intercessors praying. I have laid it on the altar and that thing is still there. Could be a job situation, could be a health issue, could be a marriage problem, a relationship problem, could be a problem between you and your children, could be an addiction, it could be of any kind. It's not just these guys that struggle with addiction. Could be anything, and that you've contended with for years, some of you, and you haven't seen the answer. I have twice or three times prayed for physical illness that is grief to me, and three times now the Lord has touched something other than what I was praying for. He's touched another part or done something. I'll just share with you. A lot of you know this anyway, but many years ago, in 2008, I was praying very strongly, God, I needed healing. And I was at a Signs and Wonders. My husband and I were kind of new to this kind of thing, to believing for miracles. And I had a lot of illness on my body, and the guy said, an angel came. Angel's here and he wants to give good gifts. He's got good gifts to pass out, so ask for whatever you want. And I started asking for healing. And I needed healing. I really needed healing. And I got two gold teeth. No healing. So, yeah. Talk about a mind that messed with my head. And the next week, Bob got me up on the stage, and he's interviewing me, and I'm having to stay very composed in front of all these people and trying to still wrestle in my head what just happened, because that made me angry for the first time in my life. I didn't have a grid for that one. I wasn't expecting it. I didn't want them. How in the world do you explain them? And what do you do with them? Except show them to someone. You know, so I didn't appreciate them at the time. I do now. Because it took the Lord 6 years before he told me why he gave me the gold teeth. So I'm not going to share that with you, but all right. I'm just sharing this with you because this is how crazy it can get. Your mind wrestles to make sense with God, and he's not in our box. And so after 6 years, but before that, I'm wrestling and wrestling and wrestling with this anger that I have towards the Lord. And I'm like, God, that hurts, because it feels like you're not hearing my heart. You don't care about my heart. I want healing, and I've asked you for 15 years. And I'm only getting sicker. So why gold teeth when I'm asking for healing? That doesn't make sense. And then one day the Lord took me to Job, and I didn't like Job. Anybody love Job? I didn't like Job. I didn't want to read him. I knew he had a heart. And it didn't make sense to Job either, poor guy. And so I was reading Job one day. It was by accident, totally. It was an accident. I went there innocently to look up a scripture that my daughter gave me, and I ran into this guy named Elihu. I didn't even know there was four friends. That's how much I didn't read Job. I always thought there was just three friends. So I read this. Elihu starts speaking, and he goes right out of his mouth. First thing he says, and he's a young guy, and he goes, I'm angry at your three friends, Job, because you justify yourself and they don't know what to say to you. And I'm angry at you, Job, because you justify yourself and not God. And I heard the Lord say, loud and clear, Londa, can you justify me and not yourself in your pain? Can you say that I'm good in your pain, in your sickness? Wow. I'm trying, was my answer then. And I pray, God, help me to do that. Because if I can do that, I'm not ever going to be shaken by anything that comes at me. I knew the value right away of what he was asking me to do. I knew the value, because if I could do that, if I could say in face of whatever's coming my way that God is good, I wouldn't be shaken. So I'm like, God, shift me. I want to go there with you. Whatever that costs me, I don't care. I give you my life. And if illness continues to grow on my body, I'll go there with you. That is not easy to say. But I will go there with you. I don't care what that costs me. I want to say that you're good, and I want to mean it. Because I don't want to be shaken. I want to be in that place where I'm not shakable. So I asked him, show me how. Get me there. Teach me. And you know what? Just 2 weeks ago, I asked the healing team to pray for me on something that's really annoying me. It really is getting worse, and it hurts. And I got healed in another area of my body. It's like, okay, but this time I can laugh about it. And thank you, Lord, for that healing, because I needed that one too. I needed that. I'll take it. I don't know why, but you're good. You're amazing. God's amazing. In my imperfect self, I can say that God is amazing. He's good. He's good. There's nothing not good about him. So, wrestling. Wrestle with everything that I'm called to do. It's so not me. Not my character. Not who I thought I was. And a lot of you know that. You've heard me say it. So the gold teeth. One day I was wrestling with the Lord about speaking. Getting up and doing this, actually. And it was in about 3 years ago. And the Lord said, he got tired of hearing me complain. Can you believe it? Like, he did. He got tired of hearing me complain. And he goes, Londa, I have filled your mouth with gold. Now speak. That was a well shut my mouth moment. It really was. So, you know, I'd love to be the most fantastic speaker around, but I'm quite okay with just being me. And the Lord's, I had no words after that. So the Lord, he'll deal with you in amazing ways if you just let him. Open. In verse 11, he says, David says, why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed in me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. He's our help. Holy Spirit is our help. The help of God lives within you. We're not orphans. We're not helpless. We're not powerless. So you know all those things, but we feel something else. Our flesh wants to feel something else. Our flesh lives in this realm. What we can see, hear, touch, smell. Our flesh is very in the moment. Our spirit gets another view. Senses the Lord, senses the spirit realm, senses the more. But doesn't know how to get there when the flesh is fighting it so much. So we can use inner healing. We can use things like the value exchange to break every single obstacle that's in our path to get closer to God and experience more of him. We have no excuse for moving forward in the Lord. It's how bad do you want it? And how much are you willing to die? How far are you willing to die to your flesh? What are you willing to give up? I hope everything. I'm like, God, just kill me. Just slay the flesh. Just I want to just die already, you know? Be done with, and I don't mean physical death. I'm talking about that fleshy side of me that's selfish. Wants to be full of self. That part I want to see gone. But there's a cost to that. So how willing are you to pay the cost? So we're going to do some more healing. I'd like to shift a little bit. And let's do some physical healing. I know there's need. If you need emotional healing, there's something that you feel is an obstacle between you and the Lord, most of the healing team is right over here. There's four of them. Steve's back there. And you can get one of them, get their attention somehow. And they can help you with that. But otherwise, let's shift in to some physical healing. And so I just feel like I keep hearing, I keep seeing back pain. Anybody else with back pain? Oh, look at that. Come on, y'all. Well, actually, just there's so many of you. Just stand up. The ones with back pain, stand up. And then the rest of you gather around them. And I'm gonna show you how to pray for these people. If you don't already know, if you raise your hand, because now there's lots of people standing. So raise your hand if you want somebody to pray for you. Healing team, don't be shy. Pray. The rest of you pray. Anybody near these guys? There's some people back there that don't have people praying for them. Chris, there's. I'm sorry. There's people back there that don't have anyone. And you've got Otis, so you're good. So anybody can go pray. If you see somebody with their hands up, you go pray. When you're praying for somebody for a physical healing, you take authority over that. You get bold and you command it to go. You command that pain to go in the name of Jesus. Don't ask it to go. You command it. Get bold. Those of you that have been prayed for, start moving around and test it. Ask your people to test it. Does anybody get some healing? If you feel like you've gotten healing, raise your hand. There's one. There's two, three. Anybody else get healing? Is your back pain better? Four. That's awesome. It's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your holy name. How's your back feeling? Five. Look at that. Healing's happening. Anybody else get healing? Raise your hand. Six. Woo, look at that. Awesome. What? Is there anyone else that has back pain that didn't get prayed for? Any other healings? Raise your hand so I can see them. Oh, six, seven. Yay, Jesus. Just think about that. So far, six people have gotten healed. That is the power of God coming down through you to heal another person. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. God loves you. God loves us. That's awesome. Thank you, Lord. Whenever you pray for somebody and whenever you pray for somebody and you're praying for them and that if it's a pain issue, have them test it. Like have them do something that they couldn't do before. Like right away. Don't be afraid to ask them to test it. Did you get healing? Awesome. Seven. No, that's eight. Look at that. Eight people got healed tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. That is awesome. Eight. And there's going to be more because we're going to keep going. Discouragement. Any of you discouraged? Anybody discouraged? Right there, there. Everybody that is feeling discouraged, come on over here. Just come on. Let's not be shy. This is, you know, physical healing to me and emotional healing is same. It's the same. Healing is healing. It's all by the power of God. Healing team, could you come up and start working with these people, please? Awesome. Somebody have heart issue? Trouble with the heart? Nobody has heart issue? You know, this is so funny because usually I'm okay with that because 99% of the time somebody would come up to me afterwards and say, I had a heart issue, but I was too, or I had a migraine and I was too afraid to come up. So it's all right. Hearing is skin disease, skin disorders like eczema, psoriasis, seborrhea, that kind of thing. Anybody here have deal with that? This one? Would you come over here? Anybody else? me to sleeping. I feel like there's someone here that's had a dream. I don't mean a sleeping dream, but a dream to move forward in something, like a goal. I don't know if it's a new business or it's a shift in your life. And you've lacked some confidence in going there. Like you're not sure, you're struggling. Is there anybody here that had 1, 2, 3, 4? Okay. Could you just stand up where you're at? And I'm asking everybody to just surround them, and I'm just going to pray. You guys just surround them, support them. Usually it's fear, something like fear or doubt, security that's holding you back, keeping you from going forward. So whatever that is that's keeping you from moving forward, you just lay it up on the altar. And I tell you right now, it's usually self-protection. So just lay that up there with it. And just say, Jesus, I recognize that I'm holding on to whatever it is, just name it. If it's doubt, fear. And I've used this to protect myself and keep me from failing. That's what it's trying to do. It's trying to keep you from failure. You don't need to fear failure. So I choose to break my agreement with failure. And it's fear. And I command all demonic assignments connected to it. You have to go in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you to cleanse this place for them. Just clean it out, Lord. What do you want them to have here in place of that fear of failure or doubt? What do you want them to have? Any of you feel like you can move forward now? Just raise your hand. Look at that. That's awesome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we just bless you in your journey. We just speak blessing over stepping out. And Lord, I know that you're going to step with them. And so we just got to ask for boldness for them. Boldness. I want to, everybody that wants, you feel like you lack boldness or confidence or in the Lord, like a confidence in the Lord and who He is to you or with you or through you, like a boldness in praying for people, lacking boldness in stepping out in the ministry you know you're called to, or even don't even know what ministry you're called to, then you're afraid to ask. I want you to come forward. I want to pray for you. If you want boldness, if you want confidence, if you lack confidence, if you are uncertain, just a minute. Anybody else? I want to pray for you. We're gonna ask for a shift. Step back a little bit. I'll step down and just lay hands on it. Hey, Bob, are you on a mission? Would you come? I'd like you to help me. We're going to pray for a shift in them to have boldness and confidence in who they are in Christ and Christ working through them. I hope you all were blessed tonight. I want to thank you for coming out. And I just want to pray over you. You know, each one of you has... I see each one of you carrying fire in you. And you get to choose how big that fire gets. So, Lord, I bless each person here with freedom to burn, a desire to burn for you, a hunger for more, a thirst after righteousness, a thirst for your presence, a hunger to see your face. Lord, I bless each person with boldness and confidence. And above all, God, that they would seek your face and desire to love you more. It's all about love, Jesus. God, I ask that you draw each person here into this with your presence. And they would learn to wait on you, to be filled with your presence, and be hungry children. I bless you each with more hunger. And a bigger yes. And the confidence to move forward in all that God has for you. Because it's good. In Jesus' name, amen.